Robert Epstein, Google is a totalitarian entity, way beyond monopoly. By Robert Krajicek on June 25, 2019. Google's shaping of people's attitudes and behaviors through its control of internet searches amounts to something way beyond a monopoly, determined Dr. Robert Epstein, senior research psychologist at the American Institute for Behavioral Research and Technology. He joined Monday's edition of SiriusXM's Breitbart News Tonight with hosts Rebecca Mansour and Joel Polak to discuss Project Veritas' undercover investigation documenting Google executives' stated commitment to avoid another Trump situation. What we have here is yet another confirmation of what I and some other people have been trying to warn the world about for years. Google has been amazing in just keeping to itself and never allowing anything to leak. But this is probably the fourth or fifth major leak within the past year, of materials again confirming what we could call my worst fears about the company. Listen. This has been happening for years, said Epstein of Google's manipulation of its services to advance left-wing and partisan Democrat politics. This is happening now. This is happening every single day, and it's not just happening in the US. Which is why I'm speaking up, because politically, I'm closer to Google than I am to Breitbart. Epstein continued, I'm speaking up because this is happening now. This is not something they're planning to do next year. This is something they're doing right now. They're training the algorithms to do this better and more effectively, more comprehensively. This is happening right this minute. This is happening today. Google algorithms are having a dramatic impact on the thinking, behaviors, attitudes, beliefs, purchases, and voting preferences of 2.5 billion people, right now, stated Epstein. That's the power they have. That's the power they're exercising. Google's status is beyond that of a monopoly, explained Epstein. This is what a totalitarian regime does, said Epstein of Google's leveraging of its power in pursuit of political ends. This is not a monopoly. A monopoly fixes prices. That's not what this is. This is way beyond that. This is a repressive government. This is a totalitarian, authoritarian government that at this point rules much of the world. Epstein recalled, I had calculated back in 2015 that Google's search algorithm, even by that time, was determining the outcomes of upwards of 25% of the national elections in the world. This is because a lot of elections are very close, so it's very easy to flip them. Google is not a monopoly, repeated Epstein. Google is a totalitarian entity, a government-like entity, the likes of which the world has never seen, and no, I am not exaggerating. If anything, I am underplaying just how creepy this situation is. Epstein assessed the worldview of Google's executives as politically messianic in its paving of the metaphorical road to hell with good intentions. The logic behind these creepy terms, such as algorithmic unfairness, is utopian, stated Epstein. In other words, these are people who see themselves as do-gooders. For the most part, I see them as do-gooders, also, because politically, I'm not a conservative. But the point is they see themselves as do-gooders. They see themselves as utopian, as people with a mission to create a better world. Epstein continued, so they use language, the way they use the terms fairness and unfairness is so creepy, which on its surface looks really good, right? Let's have fairness in what we show people. Let's have fairness in our algorithms. Except when you look more carefully, what they're really saying is let's promote one particular set of values. Let's promote one particular political party. Let's suppress material that contradicts the values that we hold and the politics we believe in. They're hiding all that, which is a very simple, straightforward political agenda, added Epstein. They're hiding that behind this very highfalutin utopian language. We're here to make the world better. Epstein teased a forthcoming proposal of his which he said will solve the Google problem. I've figured out how to solve the Google problem, and I will be publishing on that within the next 2 weeks. Or so, said Epstein, noting his invitation to testify before Congress on political matters related to technology companies in July. There is a way that's quite viable to really end Google's worldwide monopoly on search. It actually can be done, and because it can be done, I think it's actually going to happen. I think Google's going to go the way of the dinosaurs. I really think there's a way to end their worldwide monopoly on search. And that's what you really have to do so that Google is no longer a threat to democracy and a threat to humankind, concluded Epstein. You have to end their monopoly on search. I finally came up with a way to do that. I will be publishing fairly soon. The article is now being edited. It will be very, very mainstream. As always, I will give my friends at Breitbart a heads up so that you can cover this, noted Epstein. Epstein shared an anecdote in which fear for his safety was expressed. Breitbart News Tonight broadcasts live on Sirius XM Patriot Channel 125 weeknights from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern or 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Pacific. Follow Robert Krajicek on Twitter at @rkrajicek.